Jamaica has seen 32 new cases of the coronavirus in a 24-hour period. Health Minister Christopher Tufton made the announcement.
The vast majority of the 32 additions, indeed 31 of the 32, are linked to a call center located in the Portmore area, Olorica Intervention. This facility has a staff complement based on the staff registry of some 787 workers. We have so far in our intervention, 258 individuals have been interviewed and sampled. 65 of those tests have come back, and of that number, 33 samples have come back positive. Two were announced a few days ago, so 31 since today.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has also declared that there will be a 7-day lockdown of the parish of St. Catherine.
So for St. Catherine, we know already that there is a massive cluster and that the spread there is particularly probable just by virtue of the existence of the call center in Portmore. People having traveled to the call center would have used public transportation, would have congregated in public areas, so there is a concentration there. So we have to start, and I want to be clear on that to the public. This measure is a start, and we're starting in St. Catherine, depending on what the other mapping of the addresses show and how the cases progress from here, then we will implement broader, tighter measures.
The Prime Minister added,
even in a complete lockdown, there will be need for the essentials of life. Movement is only permitted for the essentials of life. Now, some people might believe that a bar is essential for life. I've seen a video circulating where there is an appeal. I'm certain that in this time of great trial for the Jamaican people, everyone understands that the essentials of life would mean, first of all, food and medicine. So you are only permitted to move to replenish your cupboard or if you need to replenish your prescription. There is no other reason to be on the road. The AG is reminding me of another one. Well, I would put that under medicine, if you have to go and see the doctor. And then it would have to be an emergency. The police force has been so advised. How do we enforce this? Really, this should not be a matter of enforcement. Really, we should be relying on the reasonable man to take care of their own interests. But that is not always the case. All persons being on the road or in a public space, that means they are not in their private residence, must have identification.
According to the Jamaica Prime Minister, the lockdown will last for 7 days in the first instance, but could be extended to 14.
If you are ill, whether you are an essential service member or not, if you are exhibiting symptoms from flu or respiratory illness, stay at home. If you're coughing, sneezing, sniffling, cold, fever, stay at home. Tan a your yard.
That's Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness announcing a lockdown of the parish of St. Catherine. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.